the Dothan, you know, wrote back and had some strong concerns. I last week sent it to Norm Webb, who is a real estate attorney here in town, considered one of the best, and teaches real estate law. He's just in the response of responding to me, and now I see with both bills we have his responses mean anything, because now we changed the bill again and proposed amendments. And I know that you've worked in good faith, but legislatively we cannot pass bills on good faith.
Well, I've had the advantage of being able to consult with a couple of individuals that work in this area, and I feel fairly comfortable with this, at least in terms of moving it to full. I will set this over till Tuesday. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairperson. Because of the notice requirement, there's no way you get 24 hours.
Because this is Friday. Sorry, it's Friday. That's plenty of time.
And I only got one other suggestion. There's got to be some effort by some individuals to go through these bills, and I offer time so that I understand them, and so that I understand that we are doing something that's truly in the benefit of people, not just to the benefit of attorneys.
Representative Bellamy, I think this bill would reduce the litigation, actually. It's why one of the reasons I'm interested in this very much. I think it's a consumer-oriented bill, very much so.
It may be consumer-oriented, but I guarantee you that right now most consumers would have to go hire an attorney to understand it before they could use it.
Well, I mean, I think by Friday is plenty of time for you to meet with various people whose counsel you trust, and it's not my intent to have major revisions.
That might be right, and my only response is that you better not bring me another set of complete new amendments. I would like to get one where I could start digesting it.
Okay, then I think it's time to begin digesting.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a suggestion?
Counsel, yes.
These amendments are really not Mr. Carter's.
Right.
Mr. Grant made one 3 or 4 word amendment, and what I will try to do for you next Friday is have a handy gross bill with just Mr. Grant's amendment.
But it may be helpful if Representative Bellamy could get those changes as soon as possible this week,
yes,
because I think he wants to meet with some folks and discuss the issues with
them. The other thing that I would respond is that I think coming up next with your provisions, we have 3 possible amendments.
One of the next bills.
Close the work session on 2361. We'll move to 2649.
My response here is that at this stage in the game, it's usually better for the people to get all the people who have suggested amendments together in one room and all agree on one set of amendments and come to us rather than asking us to decide. It would be much to your advantage.
Are you addressing this bill or 2361?
Particularly 24. I'm more addressing 2649, because it's the one with 3 sets of amendments.
Let's go to 2649.
Would you like me to briefly describe the amendments?
Yes.
Members of the subcommittee, you have in front of you a 4 sets of amendments. The first set, 2649-1, are the original amendments submitted by the Oregon State Bar Real Estate Section. 2649-2, 2649-3 were submitted by the U.S. Savings Bank and U.S. Bank Corp. And last set of amendments, 2649-4, were further amendments from the Oregon State Real Estate Section from Gene Grant.
Sensing some frustration from the
commissioners.
Did you want to go through?
Were they exclusive or are they overlap?
I think they're exclusive of each other.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Bellamy.
Since I've been involved in several bills and trying to get parties together, my total recommendation is that they get the parties together and decide one set of amendments for us.
in this particular issue.
I think these, Mr. Carter, have you had a chance to review a variety of amendments?
I did not ever see them in writing before I came here, but I was advised that the U.S. Bancorp provision on dash 3 is just viewed as a technical amendment that is intended to reflect what is understood to be the current state of the law, and there's no objection by the Oregon State Bar to that provision. Of course, the ones in 4 are presented by the bar, and then in dash 2, I'm not sure what the effect of that one is, Mr. Bria. And so I don't have a response on that one.
Would you like me to respond to that?
Let me ask this. Are the members, would they prefer that we set this over till next Friday as well? And then I think, Mr. Carter, if you, I think each of us will review all the amendments. And if you would also work with the council and trying to provide to the members and hopefully to their offices before next Friday an analysis of where we're headed on this bill as well in terms of the amendments, I think that would be helpful. Thank you for spending the afternoon and half the evening. I think there's one more bill on work session 2468. These are Ms. Rogers' amendments.
This is correct.
It's my understanding that the parties have agreed on the language, but they're disagreeing on the policy.
That's my understanding also, Ms. Pickett. Okay.
Representative Springer, you want to any motions with respect to this measure?
Well, Rocky, could you summarize what the party's disagreement is on the policy issue?
I'm sorry, I can't. Representative Springer, I assume Ms. Rogers would be here to explain the amendments.
Okay, well, I don't think it's really fair for me to ask the subcommittee without the opportunity to question Ms. Rogers to proceed. I think it's kind of late Friday, and I think we're all a little worn down. And I don't want to push. It's kind of like pushing a rope at this point, and I don't think that's going to serve much purpose. So I think I would concur in the recommendation that probably best not to proceed without the opportunity to question the persons who've been working closely with
them. Okay. Why don't we set this over as well? Representative Springer, is Wednesday after, is full committee Wednesday pretty filled up?
Also, subcommittee will only meet after.
They got their slot. They always get that slot.
They were quicker.
Well, we'll work it out in terms of the schedule with the full committee chair to find an appropriate, equitable time.
Representative Kibitzki, can I inquire? Are we anticipating a Tuesday evening work session?
We are anticipating a Tuesday evening hearings on 4 bills.
Okay.
Full committee or for sub 2?
What's the hearing?
I don't know the bill numbers, but we have about 3 or 4 bills.
Senate bills.
Is scheduled for Tuesday for work session.
Afternoon?
Hearing and work session.
Can you do that after 3 o'clock? I'd like to be here. I have that doctor's appointment.
Oh.
And I'd really like to be here to vote on that.
Yes. Is 3 o'clock early enough? I mean late enough, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Well,
the later the better, but I know that there'll probably be a lot of people who want to come down, and I don't want to screw that up, but also I would like to vote on that.
Perhaps we could make it at 4 o'clock, Council, if you could note that. But we will have a hearing as well. We have a hearing and possible work session, so you should understand that as well. Will you be available for Tuesday evening?
Well, you just threw me a curve because I'm scheduled to be talking to investiture down to Oregon State, but I think I can do that.
meet 24-hour notice requirements if we put those things on work session for Tuesday evening?
That means we would put the bills in Monday morning or even over the weekend. They would be finalized at 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. They would be in Tuesday morning calendar. No, the answer is no.
Okay, we'll work on this later. We are adjourned. Thank you.